Tom Ceratori joining us now outside of the Beaver locker room. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
Second period, I thought, may have been your best second period in a long time. You guys just thoroughly controlled that 20-minute section.
We thought the same thing. We came in between the second and third. We said the same thing. It's the best one in a long time, Schulte. So I'll echo what you said right there. And just a lot of heart right there. We won a lot of races. We won a lot of puck recovery. We just had good jump, and we had good jam and good intensity, and it all just kind of came together in that second.
Kind of carried over into the third, too. The first 10 minutes of the third period, you guys did a really good job of not only controlling play, but having certainly way more offensive advantages, which made it tough for them to really try to mount a comeback to get that tying goal.
I agree, Bess. I thought we took care of the puck really well, and it was a really good effort. I mean, we played honest. We managed the puck. We blocked shots. I mean, the sacrifice was amazing. I don't know how many blocks we have, but we had some big blocks, and you know, the guys obviously, they got into a rhythm tonight, and that's how they need to play, and I just hope that we can carry that into tomorrow as well.
Don't want you to be taking five-minute majors all the time.
No, you know what? It drives me nuts, and it drives me nuts, and it was a five, and you know what? What the heck are we doing? It's just like, you know, you gotta play physical, but you got to be smart. You got to keep your stick on the ice. You can't vacate the ice. You just whatever. I don't want to get into it, but you can't, and we're lucky.
Well, you get burned on a five-minute major when you chase, and I thought structurally it hasn't been really good in these full 10 minutes.
Well, here's what happens sometimes. I watched it, is that when you know you can get a good kiss, that's what we call it, you know, you know you can give a good kiss, but you have to remember the guy's in a vulnerable position. And so, yeah, you're going to be able to get a good hit, but, you know, he's in a tough spot. And all you need to do is play the puck there is all I'm getting at. You have to use better judgment.
Well, defensively, Tom, I mean, you're like a white wall today. When you saw Mankato get a shot, it seemed like it was coming from the perimeter and there was nobody around the net. I thought you played about as solid of a defensive game as I've seen in a while. It was really impressive. Obviously, that's what you're trying to do. What made it so successful tonight?
We're defending quicker, Bess. We're defending quicker. When you defend quick, you're taking away time and space. You're contesting shots. You make it very difficult for the person shooting. Again, it's not an exact science, but you just have to really play with a lot of intensity, and you have to have good detail, and you have to have good attack in your game, and you have to have a high compete level.
You outshoot them, Tom, 44-24. If you're, you know, showing the game of hockey to someone who's seen it for the first time, they're like, why was this game so close? That is the nature of the beast, especially when these two teams are playing, isn't it?
You know what, though? We blocked a lot of shots, too. I understand the second period we had the shots attempted. But other than that, the first and third were tighter. It's just that's hockey. It's just the way it is. And I hate looking at shots because it's
– Well, it's a it can be a useless stat.
Well, it is at times. It just is, you know. But tonight, again, we just we possessed the puck pretty good, too. And that's, you know, we didn't actually, the first 10 minutes, I thought Mankato was the better team. And I thought, then we kind of, you know, we got our legs
under us. Well,
shots were
6-2, and then all of a sudden it was like 17-7.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, our shots in the first, there was a lot of outside shots. There wasn't anything that was difficult for Tracy to handle either. So that was, in my opinion, I thought we were somewhat vanilla in that period.
Well, in the second period, it seemed certainly a lot more high-quality scoring opportunities. Austin was flying around, and that was a pretty heads-up play as far as a quick play that he was able to get it to Carter right there in the slot. And obviously you needed one, but you guys certainly, with all the work you put in, you were due one too. But I thought Austin was flying around there for you in the second.
Oh, he's got good energy. You guys recognize that. And he gets to pucks, and he made a play there. And they were tired. We hemmed them in a little bit. We were tired. They were tired. They couldn't get a puck out. We kept the puck in, and you know, Austin got to possession of it, and you know, Randy was in a good spot in the slot.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Beavers win tonight on the final score of 1-0.